Welcome to everyone. I'm still with Kabir, you know, I have not changed my mind yet. So today Kabir singing Pandit Sodh Kaho Samjhai Jate Avagaman Nashai. Arth Dharma O Kam Moksh Kaho Kavan Disa Base Bhai. Uttar Ki Dakhin Pura Ki Paschim Swarg Patal Ki Mahi Bina Gopal Thor Nahi Katahum नरक जात भी धों काही, अन जाने को स्वर्ग नरक है हर जाने को नाही। जही डर को सब लोग डरत हैं सो डर हमरे नाही। पाप पुण्य की शंका नाही स्वर्ग नरक नहीं जाही। कहें कबीर सुनो हो संतो जहाँ कपद है तहाँ समाहि। Kabir is using one word, sodh. Like actually Pandit and Sodh, and I think Eastern wisdom has a very different way of seeing things than the Western, because Western world, you know, is like very much involved in thinking, like try to see things through thinking. And like if you really, you know, breathe in and see what you decided, and if you really breathe in, probably you will feel that your decision is doubtful, kind of like. There will be doubt involved, because through thinking, doubt cannot be evolved, doubt cannot go. Thinking always involves two things, and somewhere, like, you know, because we have to be in hurry, so somewhere we decide one thing without being sure, without really seeing through. And so in kind of like in Eastern wisdom, like all the thinking people will be called Pandit, you know, means you know only through thinking, not through seeing. And this is why probably somebody talking to Kabir who has not seen through but only kind of through thinking saying something to him, and this is why he's saying Pandit, you know, like certainly you are a learned person, but when you speak to me, really be sure, you know, like sodh. Sodh means if you really see through that what you speak, or if you have come to conclusion. And actually, to come to conclusion, like I think, you know, we know by experience that we come to conclusion and say, ah, this was not the right decision. Like, we find ourselves speaking like that to us day by day, almost, I think, every day. You know, maybe sometimes, you know, after 2 days, or sometimes twice a day, kind of, you know, this way. So, Kabir is asking this person, saying, Pandit, you know, certainly you are learned one, but can you really see through what you speak, or if you are speaking through conclusions, through ideas, and ideas can be very beautiful, like, you know, very, very good, but probably if ideas has worked for the life, probably, you know, by this time we would have been really kind of like in a high state, but looks like they have a very temporary kind of like solution, you know. They are not the solution of life. And this is why Kabir is asking this person, can you speak from your experience instead of from the books, you know, instead of thinking through? Can you really sit back and see through and then speak to me? And probably he's saying that if you really see through and speak to me, probably you will speak about different thing, you know, like you will be pointing out something very different than like these temporary remedies and now he's saying, dharm arth o kaam moksh kahu, kavan disa base bhai. And certainly, Eastern wisdom really seeing through the life, sees life into four things. And if we really open our eyes, you know, to our surrounding, I think Kabir or the Eastern wisdom will make sense. And they say, first thing is like, if you just open your eyes to your surrounding, you know, there will be people who are looking for, like, what to do in life. Like, there are people with questions, you know, what to do in life. And another kind of people you will find, second category, they say, who have somehow known what to do. So they are busy doing what they feel like they have to do, you know, like, especially we can say busy into making money, kind of. Some people trying to find their job, second category, trying to make money, you know, as much as they could. And probably some point life grows from this making money into enjoying making money, kind of. So those people you will find reading, you know, which beach to go, kind of like all these travel plans, you know, like where, which country is the, like where is the nature best. So third kind of people will be found really planning for enjoyment. You know? And then those people like who, like if you recall your memory, maybe 20 years back who were planning to, you know, to go beaches. Now they don't plan anymore to go beaches, you know. Like they really somehow enjoyment of life has not been satisfactory, you know. Like if you really go through, if you don't hold back, really life somewhere tells you that, you know, that is not the way, you know, that is that is not fulfilling, you know, like it fulfills but also provokes, like, you know, what is with the fulfillment that fulfills but provokes to something else, you know, always like every evening you find being provoked to something else, and there is no end to that. And certainly some of them, like those people spending 20, 30 years into kind of like beach kind of life, yeah, those kind of things, suddenly, you know, come back and say, you know, breathe in and say, ah, like what is this life about, kind of like somewhere this quest happens and search starts, and that they call moksha. So Kabir is asking, since the person whom he is talking has no experiences like of these things, so he's asking questions, you know, can you really see through life and see through like where these things are in you, like if you have really seen that life is divided into, like we can say, child, which is here, like dharma means trying to know what is good for me, and then adult means acting through that, and maybe grown up enjoying and like fourth, really questioning the life, really like how come I'm able to breathe, you know, how come I'm able to speak, how come I'm able to love, like, you know, that these like very kind of ordinary things which we never think that, like, you know, I'm able to do this, you know, how come, you know, I have eyes to see, how come I have this beautiful body, which like before coming to this place are always kind of ignored, you know, never really questioned. So Kabir is saying, can you speak, you know, do you really know these, or you are speaking from, you know, some book, or in generally like we speak through books generally, like because thinking realm is like in one day we can conclude the whole, like we can make conclusion about Gita in one day through thinking. And through seeing through, maybe it takes 50 years to for two lines to see through. Like, no, it could take 50 years. You know, like. So like seeing through is like, actually, it's so much time consuming. So we really don't want to consume our whole life into that. So it's like very easy to conclude the whole Bible in one day and say that I know it. And like, but what will be difficulty that like you have to, because you concluded, so certainly there will be doubt involved. So you really have to, when you speak, you have to cover the doubt as well as you speak at the same time. And actually, people who know, they really feel, you know. Like you can trick people who don't know, but you cannot trick people who know, because they know that you are holding back. You are also pushing back as well as speaking out. So kind of like a, like when you are in front of a person like Kabir, you know, it's really very difficult to hide anything from these people. So that's why he's saying, you know, can you speak about these four stages of life, like where they are in you? Can you really feel that? And certainly, kind of like a little joking way, Kabir is asking, you know, whether they are north or south, you know, kind of like to make or east or west, or in the sky or under the earth, like where they are. Bina Gopal aur nahi katahu narak jat dho kahin. And certainly, kind of like in a very loving way, suggesting this person, saying, dear friend, this way you can be a good speaker, you can be a kind of, you can influence people, but saying is not way of satisfaction for you. Like, you know, this could lead you to many, many successes, many, many, you can influence many, many people, but never get satisfaction. So saying, Bin Gopal, you know, my dear friend, in order to really sprout the love of life, please look inward and find, like see through the love, and probably that will make you satisfied. That will make you, I think not satisfied is not a good word, probably fulfilled, probably बिकॉज ऑफ मिसिंग दैट लाइक यू आर एक्टिंग थ्रू मैनी मैनी थिंग्स बट none of them have worked so far, you know, to really feel like saucy with love, you know, feel kind of like wet with love, like somewhere really you need a towel to, you know, like inner towel, like, you know, like once you feel that, you know, certainly a kind of towel will be like really witness of love. So Kabir is asking, you know, dear friend, please turn your eyes within. And only then you will feel fulfilled. अन जाने को स्वर्ग नरक है, हर जाने को नहीं. एंड एज लॉन्ग एज यू हैवेंट seen through this love in you, seen through this witness in you, even if you are in heaven, still it will be not good enough. Even heaven will not be good enough, and as soon as you can see through this love, even hell will be as good as heaven. It's not the heaven or hell, it's really this inner witness which makes life feel divine, you know, makes life feel life, you know, life really kind of seeing through the life, life is not any more strange, you know, life is not any more anymore what we experience, you know, it doesn't match from our experiences of life. As soon as we see through in this wetness, in this sauciness, life is completely different than what our experiences to life are. जेहि डर को सब लोग डरत हैं सो डर हमरे नाहीं। Generally, like a Pandit, you know, what Kabir used for learned people. Generally, they will scare us, kind of like they will say, as I think also our parents also scare us, you know, if as well as teachers. Everyone in the life says, you know, if you don't do this, like you will not manage your life. Like generally, these are the common words we hear from our elders, from our parents, as well as neighbors and everyone. And same words are used by, you know, this. Learned pandits, and probably this person would be saying to Kabir that certainly, you know, if you don't read Gita, you will go to hell, kind of something like that. And Kabir is answering to this and he's saying, yes, you can say that, but somehow seeing life through. This fear is not in me. So your trick will not work with me because, you know, like, certainly, you know, before this I would have read Gita, but since you are saying that if I don't read Gita, I will go to hell, I'm going to throw Gita out, you know. Because I know that, you know, nobody can send me to hell, kind of like he's saying, like, what he's saying, like, what you have, the fear which is in you, I don't have that, you know. I really, seeing through the life, I know that life is joy, life is love, there is no place for fear. So saying, that, like, you can really not talk in the same language as you are talking to other people, you know, like, you know, I know that I will not go to hell, you know, I will only go to heaven, Kabir is saying that. And this I know, kind of, not from pushing behind and making a statement, not that kind of, like, it's really true for him, that. So saying, the world is fearful from the fear, and saying, I am not. So dar hamare nahin. That fear I don't have, because I am wet with the love inside, and I am trying to order a towel to get off, wipe off. So. You cannot make me fearful anymore. Another thing saying, Pap punya ko shanka nahi, swarg narak nahi jahi. And certainly, having known this witness, there is no sin, like the sin and like what is opposite to sin? Virtue, yeah, like he's saying, sin and virtue doesn't exist in my language, Kabir is saying, you know, they only exist in the language of fearful people. Also, heaven and hell doesn't exist in my language. They only exist to fearful people. कहें कबीर सुनो हो संतो जहाँ कपद है तहाँ समा है. एंड कबीर आस्किंग पीपुल हु नो दैट, लाइक ही सेइंग दैट पीपुल हु नो दैट दे कैन सी मी दैट आई एम स्पीकिंग like my speech and my words are not different, you know, like I'm not pushing something, you know, I'm not pushing fear down and speaking loudly, you know, like when you push down, words come loud, like kind of that's what we call confidence, and confidence means kind of pushing back and like little more so that words come. So he's saying people who know, they will see that there is no difference in my words and what I am. Like there is, I really stand there, you know, and speak. It's not that I'm standing somewhere and speaking like somewhere. So saying like people who know, they can see that there is no difference between where I stand and what I speak. It's not two realms. Yes, please. Yeah, Lenny ji.
Kabir is speaking from his inner witness?
Yeah, like inner kind of like a, like, you know, the life, like from, because of which Kabir is, from that.
Is he telling us to do the same thing?
That's what he means. Otherwise, you know, like he will be quiet, you know, if we are not here. He will prefer to be quiet, kind of. Like, I think he will enjoy his witness or witness, whatever you. Yeah. So, like, I think these people speak because they see a potential in us, you know, that we might be able to turn in. Otherwise, they don't speak so that they are known, you know. Like they really don't enjoy these kind of things. That, you know, if we admire them or not, these things, you know, they somehow once life is realized, you know, life is so juicy that this thing doesn't mean anything, like name and fame and all these small things. So when they speak, they really speak out of love for us somewhere, you know.
So then probably most people that we consider to be holy people or people that are highly developed spiritually have kind of surrendered, and then this inner witness is speaking rather than the ego and the all of that stuff.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's how like we meet the life. Like without meeting life, like whatever I will be speaking will be my conclusions, my ideas. And if I really check my conclusions, my ideas, I myself is not sure about them. If I really check about my ideas, you know, if I have not seen through, then I will not be like believing them. I will be questioning me, like maybe not in front of you, no? Because like in front of you, I am in a role of a teacher, you know? So certainly I cannot do this. Then, but as soon as I enter my, like I open my door, you know, I will be questioning, ah, what the hell I was doing there, you know?
Doesn't even think about that. The inner witness is just whatever is being said, and there's a greater assurance.
Yeah,
of that.
Yeah, maybe not assurance, like because that is what comes. You know, it's not like you have to be sure. You know, but it's like somehow that is what comes. Through the life. Yeah, please, you. Anybody inspired to talk?
Some idiots inspired by love. I know some people that aren't very clever, they come up with bad advice even though it's motivated purely from love, which means they might could. So how do you discern between people that are motivated by love but come up with silly ideas? And people that are motivated by love come up with genuinely good ideas.
Like I think if motivated by love, certainly like because love has no ideas.
Yeah.
Like love is not an idea. So probably motivated by love.
Action motivated by love. Actions, people can have actions motivated by love. I mean if they have love inside them it causes them to do things, it causes them to say things.
Yeah. So it will not be an idea.
Okay, well, okay, it's not, there are people who have unwise actions.
Unwise actions,
yes.
Yeah, so certainly by
motivated
idea.
Motivated massively by love.
That is, I cannot see this.
You can't see that.
Yeah, like that, if love is there and still, like, that can. You know, from the love, generally, you know, maybe like not because good, maybe good seen through our eyes, like really, like has a separation, you know, like I will see only my good. So maybe some acts which are coming out of that love. Maybe not good for me. I can see them that they are not good for me. But like more as a whole, they will be good. Like, you know, I could have my idea of good. Like generally, good is an idea, generally. So, anybody's idea. So then, it could, maybe it is not matching to my idea of good.
So what's Kabir saying?
Kabir is saying, you know, it will be, like he's saying, it will be good, but without matching to idea of good.
Kabir's idea of good.
Kabir?
Kabir's idea of good.
No, he doesn't have any idea, actually. It's like, yeah, but you know, his, I think it's like kind of like this.
I mean,
coming through, you know, it's like very, what he's using is like very, very experiential, you know, state to pick words. Like his picking words is through very, very experiential state, not through ideas. Like what he picks, edge world comes through very, very experiential state. Not like he doesn't allow ideas to pick words. Yeah, we can say like that. Like, but actually, like for me, love is, you know, love is love, cannot be pure or impure. Like, to say pure love could be an idea. To say impure love could be an idea. Maybe like on the name of love, we experience like many, many things. And then, like it's emotional things. And certainly emotions, they are very, very individual. So love with emotion will be like, you know, probably Kabir will not call that love. Yeah, like emotion means like very individual, like pro to me. Any emotion, like emotion coming to me, it's taking care of me.
So is love emotion?
No, love, that's what I'm saying. Like for Kabir, love is not an emotion.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you.
Yes, please.
Speaks of the favorite of the inner world.
In the?
Inner world, like mm-hmm. inside.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the day that I'm sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
And I left, let's say, the outer world somewhere.
Yeah.
It takes me a long time just to step into the inner world.
Yeah.
And my life is short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, how do I live my life?
Yeah.
Out or?
Yeah. So maybe like when you are saying my life is short, then you are speaking that your body's life is short.
Yeah.
But maybe your life is eternal.
So I will be sitting meditation for like 60 years or 70 years because.
You know, kind of like it cannot be said, you know, that. These many years are needed or not needed. It's very different to different people. But certainly it's like time-taking thing. Like to really reach in takes time, certainly, because there are so many attractions outside. Like also you said that this is your 8th day, yes. And maybe in these 8 days, probably, I think, at least 36 times, outer attraction also has come to you and attracted you out. So, like when you are saying that 8 days you are trying to go in, but this trying to go in has been interrupted by at least 36 times by outer attraction. So maybe this is why it's time taking. If these outer attractions were not attracting you, certainly it will be easier.
But what I'm trying to say is the outward.
Mm-hmm. Outward?
I can't be only, I can't live my life only inside.
Why not? No, it's also a question. So, like, yeah. Why? Yeah, like, why not to give, you know, to the inner life, the whole life? Like what are the attractions out which are more effective than the inner life? Like if we can make a list, then maybe we can take care of them first and then try to go in. Like generally, difficulty is because like inner life is also attracts as well as outer life also attracts. So like if we like take chances, you know, say okay, this time is for outer life and this, when I'm in retreat, you know, please don't disturb me, the outer attractions, and if they can listen, maybe this will be very, very helpful. Like generally, like we write to our parents, like I'm in retreat, you know, I will not be calling you, so don't expect any call from me. Like we write also to friends. But to attractions, we are not able to write. So maybe like before coming to retreat, if we can also write to our attractions, okay. I am in retreat. I will not be able to, you know, to entertain you. So please don't knock on my door. So something like that might be helpful. Yes, please.
But is it really to separate the inner and the outer world?
No, it's not separate. But like the, what I'm saying that, like the distractions of outer world, like could be managed differently. Could be like a, we could have a, like a different way for the distractions, you know. Like kind of like wisely telling them that, you know, please forgive me, I'm not available, like for you. Outside world
inspires us to go inside.
Also, like that's why, like the outside, like out because of outside world, we really try to seek peace in. Also, that inspires. But what happens, like when we try to seek in, then also, like say, attractions attract, and that I'm saying, you know, we can be careful about that. Because here, we really cannot entertain any attraction of outside. So we can say to ourselves, you know, I'm here for the retreat, so please don't knock. Yes, please.
Kabir says that we need to live our life without doubts.
But we need to live our life with.
And if we experience them, we won't have the doubts. But in the meantime, what to do with the doubts?
Yeah,
because
like.
We have doubts. And
yeah,
we need
certainly.
To solve them.
Yeah, certainly. So, like, we can tell them, you know, that maybe, like, if you come tomorrow, you know.
But should I meditate till I know what to do, or I need to do something? I mean, what's the tool?
Like, this depends on like how you feel like, because if I say, probably that will not be helpful to you. So if you really feel that I should meditate till you know I reach, then please continue, you know. And if you feel, okay, you know, I meditate this much and then go for a cigarette, go for a walk, you know, 15 minutes and come back again to meditate, that is also a helpful way, you know, like really having a cigarette, having a BD, you know.
Yeah, but I think that, I mean, in Kabir's world there are no doubts at all. He just knows what to do and this is it. Then everything is clear.
Yeah. Like, you know, Kabir, like, because he's speaking from the clarity, you know, he really dived in the clarity. He's swimming there. So for him is no problem. But certainly for us is a problem. But what I'm saying, because if Kabir can find a way, why not we? And this is why I'm saying, you know, also we can have BDs and we can have cigarettes. And again, come back to meditation. Like, you know, like what I'm saying, you know, if Kabir can really reach there, there are all possibilities for us to reach there.
And in any situation, I can really experience and just know what to do. There is no situation of just having to make a decision without know before, without experiencing before. Is it right? In any situation, I can feel and just know what to do by my intuition.
Yeah, by your seeing, you know, maybe intuition is also not appropriate. Because intuition means, intuition involves some imagination and as well as some translation. So I can translate my intuition according to me, according to my wish list, you know, like maybe some intuition is coming and it looks like a flower, say, and if I like rose flower, I will translate, this is a rose flower. It's intuition, a flower, but for me it will be rose flower. So there are, like, with intuition there is like some unclarity involved. And what Kabir is saying, like, Kabir is saying, like, seeing through. So it's not intuition anymore. It's really kind of like seeing, you know, like as with these eyes. Yes, please.
But therefore, so we should be quite careful about this, because until we reach that point where we're really seeing, we need to respect the doubts, which will fall into arrogance.
Yeah, certainly, like, kind of like, you know, that everything has to be kind of like in place. Yeah, it's not that, you know, you can really reject, like, it's not through rejection one finds, like what Kabir is pointing to. Like, it's really through including and seeing through, like.
I don't know if my question was answered.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Kabir saying while it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, like, I am.
You know, you're laughing.
I can only say love is love, and that will not make sense, you know. I know that. Like, you know, I don't have any other way to speak about it.
Yeah. Isn't pure love unconditional?
Certainly, you know, there is no condition involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever there's a condition involved with love,
yeah,
it's no longer love.
Yeah. So maybe some quiet moments.